if he's elected. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by SC Johnson. Mosquitoes. We all know they can cause itchy, irritating bites during the summer season. But did you know only female mosquitoes bite your skin? Or that the chemicals in your breath can attract mosquitoes? Scientists at the SC Johnson Entomology Research Center have been studying insects for 60 years and have found that body chemistry, proximity to water, and the color of your clothing can make a difference if you want to avoid bites. Dr. Maud Meyer, an SC Johnson bug expert, is here to share some tips to help you protect your family from mosquitoes this summer.
Our research at SC Johnson shows that personal repellents that contain DEET offer the best protection against mosquito bites. DEET affects the scent receptors in mosquitoes, making it difficult for them to recognize humans as a food source. In order to best protect your family, look for effective personal repellents like OFF that contain DEET.
For more facts and tips on avoiding mosquito bites this summer, visit www.scjohnson.com/mosquitoes.
Police are identifying a woman found dead inside her home, a 72-year-old Linda Johnston of Wheaton. Johnston's body was discovered Wednesday afternoon inside a home on Arcola Avenue.
We believe that this is a closable case. Investigators still have a lot of work to do.
Captain Paul Stark says the body was discovered by officers who were called to the home, and detectives say the death is suspicious and being treated as a homicide. Officials are looking for any suspects linked to the ongoing threats at the naval base in San Diego. Randy Fuller has more.
The most recent threat was a cryptic message written inside a docked ship yesterday morning, which prompted a full search of the area. An all clear was given about an hour later. A military spokesman says this was the 32nd threat to disrupt operations at the base, but no suspects have been identified or arrested. Most of the hoaxes include a message with a few words, including bomb and a date. Randy Fuller, San Diego.
This is USA Radio News.
The storks are bringing me a baby brother!
We can do this together!
All right, let's go!
Storks know how to keep kids safe. Do you?
What?
Oh, my gosh, you don't know!
I know!
You don't! Oh, man, you laugh when you're uncomfortable.
No!
Making sure your child is in the right car seat is one of the steps to safer travel.
I will rock this!
You will rock this!
To know for sure that your child is in the right car seat for their age and size, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Cool, cool, cool. Very cool, very cool.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Dozens of alleged gangsters are under arrest today in a federal takedown from New York to Florida. Sarah Lee Kessler reports.
You'll know the names Bonanno, Gambino, Genovese, Lucchese, lots of wise guys reportedly linked to those crime families busted in New York City and Westchester. Reputed Philly crime boss Joseph Joey Merlino also collared. The feds say the alleged mobsters ran illegal gambling operations, including an underground casino in Yonkers, sold untaxed cigarettes, and committed health care fraud. Charges include racketeering, conspiracy, and weapons trafficking. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
A help wanted sign is out in Mississippi, at least in a couple of industries, because not enough legal residents are willing to do the work. Randy Bell has the story.
Mississippi's farmers and restaurants share a labor problem. There aren't enough American workers to handle all of their jobs, and they're calling for immigration reform so more people can cross the borders legally. Mike McCormick is president of the Mississippi Farm Bureau Federation.
We feel like we have two choices. We have to import our labor, or we'll have to import our food.
He says crops have been rotting in the fields in Mississippi because farmers can't find enough workers to harvest them. And the Mississippi Restaurant and Hospitality Association says those businesses won't be able to grow if the guest worker program isn't expanded. Randy Bell in Jackson.
This is USA Radio News. We're on the web at usaradio.com. I'm Russ Jones.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to the Hunterdon Internet Radio Station. We're pleased to have you listening to us today. So where do business people get the most up-to-date information and ideas they can use to meet their everyday challenges? Where do they get trustworthy, real-world, doable strategies and action plans that you just can't find anywhere else? Well, you know what? It's right here, Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. Listen in on every Thursday afternoon from 3 to 4, and I guarantee that you're going to hear information and learn ideas that you can put into action. If you missed the show, then you can certainly hear us on through the archives. Go to the Hunterdon Chamber Radio Station archive page, and you can click on teachable moments in business, and you can choose the dates that you may have missed. Now, for today's program, we have the opportunity, and I'm very pleased to have Norma Kania here, who is going to share her really remarkable experience and expertise as a trusted realtor here in New Jersey. We met actually just yesterday at a chamber networking event that's held monthly in Clinton, and we happened to sit next door next to one another and got to talking, and when she heard that I was looking for someone to interview, she spoke up right away. So I'm really happy she's here. In fact, she sent me her resume and many of her testimonials, and to tell you the truth, they're very, very interesting and amazing, actually. So we're going to hear from our advertisers, and then we're going to come back and talk to her in a moment.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Well, we have a beautiful day here on Thursday, August 4th. It's mostly sunny outside, and there's a high near 84 that we can expect. The southeast winds is about 5 miles per hour, so it's a very mild day, very nice day, mostly clear, and tonight there will be a low at about 57 degrees with a light north southeast wind. Now, tomorrow morning, we're looking at a sunny day with a high near 86, so a little bit warmer. Calm wind will become south around 6 miles per hour in the afternoon. The next time we talk about the weather, I'll give you the extended forecast.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
So welcome, Norma Kania. It's wonderful to have you here. Thank you for sending me information about yourself, and I was quite impressed with what you've sent. You have incredible professional credentials as well as wonderful experience that spans over 20 years. But what really struck me was a quote that is on your bio, which is, "The many hats we wear in our lives will make us who we are today." And you have worn many hats. So if you would share with us more information about yourself and how you got where you are, that would be great.
First of all, thank you so much for inviting me. It was great meeting you, and I'm excited to be here. Thank you for the compliments. I do love that phrase, and it's absolutely true. I am a lifelong resident of New Jersey, originally from Union County. And I went to Fairleigh Dickinson University. I was a psych major, so...
Well, that's good.
Yes,
that
and
works.
That helped me. I was an HR manager for quite a while. So being in that profession or that part of the profession, you learn to listen to people and hear what they have to say. I was also a marketing major for a while, and a lot of people, at least during my time, went to marketing, as they decided what else they might like to do if they didn't want to stay with it. And I finally settled on accounting and went into banking. I was an AVP. I was a controller. And slowly migrated again. You put on another hat, and they got tired of that one. And I was doing property management for a small company, residential and commercial rentals. And I found that I really, really liked the residential end. And I didn't want to just do rentals. I wanted to help people find a place that they would love. And that's how I got into it. We moved to Clinton 10 years ago, and I absolutely love it here. I'm so happy in Clinton. Wish I had done it sooner.
That's really very nice. I'm curious, do you specialize in handling clients in certain towns? The reason why I ask you that, some years ago, I used to hold a lot of garage sales, and there was a lady whose name was Vicki Martin, who you may know.
I know the name.
Yeah, she came to my garage sale, and she left her business card. And after that, I started getting her emails, mm-hmm. her newsletters. Mm-hmm. And it occurred to me that if I had, at that time, and for some years later, if I was in the mode of selling my home, she was the only realtor that I knew by name that I felt was an expert in Califon. In fact, I used to see her at the annual 4th of July Fireman's Carnival, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And she was helping out.
Oh, that's great.
And yeah. So she had that visibility, which I found was very a very good feature for her. But what about you? Do you have towns that you like to specialize in?
I specialize in all of Hunterdon, all of Warren County, this side of Morris County, and a little bit on this side of Somerset County. I try not to spread out too much, but I do love Hunterdon. I work very heavily, of course, in Clinton and Clinton Township, which would include Annandale, and it includes Lebanon. Glen Gardner, I also yeah. like Glen Gardner. Lebanon Township as well as Borough. And those areas that I tend to gravitate to, and I've built up a lot of rapport with people there, and that's get my referrals from there. And I do look for others. Yeah. I always look for more.
That's really good. You know, I teach a lot of marketing and selling classes at Raritan mm-hmm. College, and we talk about the importance of when you're in selling to wear the hat as a as an advisor. Mm-hmm. And to be able to refer people to others that may be helpful to them, especially if you're not able to help the person themselves. You may know somebody to send them to.
Right.
So
right.
I suspect you have a lot of referral. You're a referral agent or a key opinion leader for people that is helpful.
That's true. That's true. And in fact, yesterday it was interesting. I helped a young lady find, and it was just a rental, and she wanted to go into to Glen Gardner, and she was in a very bad situation where she was, and we looked at three or four different places, and I worked with her and her sister and her mother, and we found something that was perfect, got her into it, got her out of where she was, and she's been thrilled. I send out my newsletters, and I put something in the mail now and then, and holiday cards and all, and out of the blue yesterday, two sisters just walked in and said to, "We need your help again. We don't know where to turn." I thought that was just so cute, oh. helping another sister find a place that she would love. So
that's great. Yeah. Well, business today is all about repeat and referral business.
Yes.
I know in real estate, it's important if you can bring people back, you can continue that relationship with them. Mm-hmm. That's very special, really.
It is. It is.
That's really excellent.
It makes you feel so good.
Oh, yeah. That's for sure.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Well, as we have said, that business is changing at a very rapid pace today, and it's all about helping others and sharing information. And I always tell people there are so many places to get help. You can obviously take advantage of the educational courses that are held at Chambers of Commerce, mm-hmm. at the Small Business Development Centers at Raritan Valley Community College, for example. And, of course, if you can find somebody who's from your industry who can mentor you, that can be extremely helpful. And I always recommend that people go to the Chambers of Commerce, to the networking events. And then for women, there are a lot of women that go to BIG meetings, so mm-hmm. if you're familiar with
yep.
those,
mm-hmm.
I'm a member of that. BW and NICE is another one. And so, in fact, you can often find places to meet people through the meetup listings that are online. So there are a lot of teachable moments where you can learn in business. I'm going to go to a to one of our sponsors, and I'll be right back to you shortly.
Okay.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, Parrot Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
So you're back with Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host, and we have Norma Kania, who is a wonderful real estate expert who specializes in this market area of central New Jersey. Mm-hmm. And we were talking at the break about some of the things that it would be good to share with you, one of which is marketing. And she did say that you have a newsletter that you told us. But what's your approach in your marketing? Do you have a marketing plan?
My marketing plan basically is that, yes, I do have a newsletter. I try to make it interesting for everybody. So I'll have something for homeowners. I have something for buyers. I have something for sellers. And these are just articles. I'll also put my favorite recipe of the month, some trivia.
Okay.
And I also put other uses of, and I pick something. What else can you use lemon juice for? What else can you use salt for? And it keeps their attention rather than some boring just go on and on and on.
Yeah.
Well, if you're going to buy a house, do this, do that. It keeps their interest. And everything that I send out is a circle. So if I send out a newsletter, I lead them to my blog and my website. My website will lead them to my blog and ask for a newsletter. Everything has a purpose for doing it. You have to know your stuff. You got to think outside the box. And you have to be everywhere. You have to make sure people know your name.
That you have triggered some really interesting thoughts. Have you ever studied guerrilla marketing?
No, but I know what it is.
Okay, yeah. Because you're doing what a guerrilla marketer would recommend. First of all, the circle. In other words, leveraging everything you do and connecting them from the website to the newsletter to any other method of outreach, mm-hmm. is so important. In fact, J. Conrad Levinson, who's the father of guerrilla marketing, said, if you think of your business as being in a straight line, it goes to chapter 7 and 11. So you're connecting everything. And before I knew what guerrilla, I'm a certified guerrilla marketing coach.
Oh, great.
But before I learned what guerrilla marketing is, I had that mindset. And I always talked about a full circle approach.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what you're doing, that is so cool. The other thing we talked about it really is the call to action. Mm-hmm. And so many advertisers today take the approach, in my opinion, of saying, well, folks, here we are. If you're ever interested, give us a call. Mm-hmm. But that's not a call to action. That really does not give someone, the reader or if it's the listener, it doesn't give them a reason to want to know more. So you're actually creating that call to action and getting people interested so that they will want to know more.
That's right. Most everything that I send out and most all of my online and my mailings will give them the option of having a CMA, which is a comparative market analysis of just their home. I do ask them to allow me into their house, 10, 15 minutes tops. I'm not high pressure unless I'm negotiating. Let me in. Let me just review what you have inside your house. I need 3-4 days, and I will do a market analysis of how your home compares to the others in the area that have sold, that are for sale, and what you might expect to market it for, what you might expect to get for it. And, of course, that it would be now.
Right.
6 months from now, it might be different. I'm also home staging professional, and I offer a home audit. And that home audit is just, I would come back with a list of things that you might want to address if you do plan on selling your home. Take care of this. This needs to be addressed. You want to. Everybody says declutter, so that's a given. Things that might need painting, things that might power wash your house. I come in with fresh eyes. I am a big proponent of curb appeal. My pet peeve is an ugly mailbox. And the first thing I do when I go in is say, that mailbox out there, put some flowers around it, paint it, do something, because that's the first thing somebody sees.
That's really interesting. So when you are giving advice to people like that, can you say that based on following your advice that you can see an uptick in what they get for their homes then?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's obvious to you.
Yes.
Very
people
obvious.
Look in and they, when you declutter, I don't agree with some proponents of depersonalizing. I think it's nice to see somebody's wedding picture on the wall, see their grandkids' picture on the wall. I like that. I want people to walk into a house and envision their things there.
Yeah.
Not to say, oh, my things, oh, no, I don't like what they have here. I want them to see it with their things in it and their stuff.
Yeah.
And that's key.
Yeah. That's from a personal standpoint, I have to ask you this question. We have a home that's 4 bedrooms, and we have 3.5 bathrooms, one of which, one of the full bathrooms is in an office. Our house was built by a doctor.
Oh, okay.
Many years ago. Mm-hmm. And when I look at the comparables in our neighborhood, there are none.
There are none.
And I often look at the fact that I have two exterior doors that go into this office space, which I get to from the main hallway of the home. We turned one of the 3 office rooms into a den. But how does the flexibility of a home, and the features of it, play a role in the pricing of it? Because it seems to me that people look at a house and they look at the structure of it, they look at the price, but they're not always aware of what the benefits are of the features that are special in a home.
Well, that's the marketing. Now, my first thought was that you have another entrance, you have another bathroom, you have a room that could be an office or whatever else you have there. Well, wouldn't that make a nice mother-daughter? Wouldn't that make a nice in-law suite?
Exactly.
Put people in there to live. Maybe there is somebody who is an accountant or a doctor or something that some profession that does need it. That's how it gets marketed. It's not just a house and
just
a home.
Just not a four-bedroom
home.
It's
a multi-purpose home.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. We bought the house many years ago, mm-hmm. 30 years ago. But there none of the realtors that attempted to sell this home picked up on what you just said. So you bring a value as a salesperson, certainly to the seller.
You have to look at a home. We have to look at homes and see who would want it.
Yeah.
Not just a family moving in with three kids and a couple of dogs. What else is the home good for? What is the... I ask my clients before I market their home, write something for me. Write what brought you to here. What brought you to this house? What do you love about it? What are your favorite memories about it? And it's surprising, the information that I get from that. And that's how I market it.
Yeah. Well, that's very good. Since I teach classes on selling skills, mm-hmm. you're really exploring all of the customer, mm-hmm. and what's important to them before you actually move forward with making a sale. And you're trying you fit the product with the customer, or vice versa. So
right.
that's really good. You know, I've read so much about the importance of delighting customers, and over the years, you hear people saying. That they're doing satisfaction surveys with customers, for example. Well, a satisfied customer doesn't necessarily come back again. You can't count on them on giving you a referral. And in the end, they're probably not going to be that loyal. So somebody who's delighted, somebody that you go the extra mile for, is the one that's going to give you the referrals and will come back, mm-hmm. as their needs change. But I suspect you do things like that to delight your customers.
I tend to bond to my clients very quickly.
Yeah,
I consider their home my home, and it becomes a personal thing to sell it for the most money I can in the quickest amount of time. And they're happy with me. Yes, I will say that they're happy with me. And I will ask them for a testimonial. Sometimes I will ask them online and have them write one up so that it's on my website. Or I will copy it and put it in my website with their permission. And, you have to stay with them. You have to send them the cards, and you have to – we call it – at Weichert, we call that pure gold, because those are the people who will give you references, and I'll ask for them.
Good.
Referrals. Give me a referral. Who do you know that wants to sell their house or who wants to buy?
That's very good. Well, when you mentioned testimonials, I went through your list of testimonials here. And I highlighted some of the statements that I think are really lovely. One was, Norma was amazing in helping us. Another one said that you are the voice of reason. So that's a good one. Someone else said that you were a tremendous asset to them. Another one said that you take the time and energy in looking beyond the house by looking into the area and the demographics to support their needs. Somebody said that you proved yourself to be a wonderful resource, that you were an immediate help to someone who was, and you mentioned that with these gals that contacted you. You were able to really respond to them. Somebody said you provided useful advice, that you were prompt and attentive, that you really stuck with the customer until you were able to resolve their issues, and that you went above and beyond the call of duty, and that you're highly recommended, and that you're a savvy realtor. And these are wonderful testimonials, and people that have websites. Is this on your website?
Yes.
Okay, because that's typically what I like to see from a marketing standpoint. Mm-hmm. These are not too long. Some people have far too lengthy testimonials, and people are going to stop reading eventually.
Sure they are. Yeah.
But to have them on a website really is very important. In fact, I often recommend to my clients as I review their websites that they want to have a tab up there just for testimonials. And this is very, very, very impressive, and I appreciate that.
Wow, thank you. Yeah. My head's not going to fit through the door now.
Yeah. So it's really great. So tell us more about what's going on in the real estate business around this area.
Well, it has picked up, and it's very strong. Interest rates are still low. And as long as interest rates stay low, people are buying, and people are also selling. We actually have a low inventory of homes for sale. There are more buyers than sellers, surprisingly enough. And it's very strong. In the spring, we always have, we call it the spring market, and that could start anywhere from Valentine's Day to Super Bowl, sometime around then, and it gets very, very strong. People want to sell their house, close, and move in before school starts in mm-hmm. the fall. Then towards the end of July, beginning of August, you could see it. It will normally drop off.
Mm-hmm.
Then back in September, it starts to pick up again. It hasn't stopped. And it's wonderful. I hope it never does, but it hasn't stopped. People are still out buying. People are still out selling. But again, wish I had more homes to sell because I can't fill all my buyers' needs.
That's amazing.
It is. I specialize in first time and last time buyers and sellers. So a lot of the smaller homes in the 300s and or 200,000s in around there, they go like hotcakes. Because people are downsizing to them. People are starting out in them. And always looking. Yeah. Always looking.
Well, I believe in being a niche player, and you've indicated that you have two primary targets, which I want to get into. But we're going to take a break right now, and we'll listen to the news, and then I'll get a weather report here that's extended through the weekend.
USA Radio News with Russ Jones.
The American people consistently show they want change. The American people consistently show that they don't think she can bring the change and that he's the change agent.
Donald Trump's campaign chief, Paul Manafort, saying on ABC's Good Morning America that the campaign is in good shape after a rough week of poor press. Manafort argued that Trump has expressed sympathy and support for the family of a fallen Muslim American soldier.
Mr. Trump has paid the respect. It's just nobody's acknowledging it. Well, what he said is that he respects and is totally sympathetic to the sacrifices that family has made.
Congresswoman Nita Lowry wants the House to vote on a bill that provides funding to stop the spread of the Zika virus.
It is outrageous that at a time when the deadly Zika virus is spreading within the continental United States, that Congress is on recess.
The bill calls for $1.1 billion. This is USA Radio News.
We all want to live long, healthy lives, and we know that smoking is not a part of making that happen. We all know the dangers, but we also know that it's tough to quit smoking and make it stick. And that's where Nickel Block comes in. It comes in a little bottle, and when you put it on the filter of your cigarette, it blocks the inhalation of tar and nicotine. So you got to check this out. Go to nickelblock.tv and find out more. You can also call 877-835-6060. Now, whether this is your first time quitting or your fifth, Nickel Block is your best chance to stop smoking for good. The taste doesn't change, and neither does your satisfaction. But what does change is your dependence on nicotine. And as you increase the number of Nickel Block drops, you'll gradually decrease your tar and nicotine intake. It's that simple. It's gradual. It's effective. Call 877-835-6060. Stop smoking. Make it for good this time. 877-835-6060 or go to nickelblock.tv.
This is Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host. Let's take a look at the weather from today through the weekend. Right now, it's mostly sunny with a high near 84 degrees. Tonight, the temperature will go down to about 57. And then on Friday, we're looking at a high of 86. Now, Friday night, there's a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. It will be mostly cloudy with a low of about 67 degrees with a light south wind. And we're looking at about 20% chance of rain. The chance on Saturday of showers and thunderstorms is present. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 89, southwest winds from 3 to 6 miles per hour, and a chance of rain of 50%, which is not a good thing. I have a family picnic on Saturday, so we may have to have our umbrellas and our a place to go undercover if it rains. So there will be new rainfall amounts to between a tenth and a quarter of an inch, except in higher amounts, possibly with the thunderstorms that we may have. Saturday night, again, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, and I'm supposed to go to a movie in a field outdoors on Saturday night. That doesn't look too good either. And a chance of rain, about 20%. Sunday, well, here we have a nice day that is forecast. Sunday with a high near 82. Sunday night, mostly clear with a low of about 61. It sounds like we need to change all of our plans to be on Sunday instead of Saturday. Okay, Norma, we have a lot to talk about here, and this has been fascinating so far. I really enjoy having you here.
Thank you.
It's been good. See, you never know who you're going to sit next to
yeah.
at a networking
it's
event.
It's true.
It just goes to show you don't stay home, right?
That's right.
You always go out. In fact, there are times I say to myself, oh, I've got this networking event. It sounds like a good thing to go to, but sometimes I don't feel like it.
Yeah.
And I'll say to myself, if I go, I'll be glad I went.
That's right.
Doesn't that always happen
it
to you?
It always happens.
It always does. You just never know. And I know business owners. I do a tremendous amount of business mentoring, and some people sit behind their desk expecting something to happen, and it doesn't.
It doesn't. You've got to go get it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you have to be very proactive in business. So when it comes to being proactive in business, one of the things you have to do is to identify your target market and to know for whom you are best suited to serve. So you mentioned that you like to work with first-time and last-time home buyers.
Yes.
So tell us more about how you find those people and how you treat them.
A lot of it is just sending out, I send out letters, I do mailings, and there are databases that you can subscribe to that will give you an age range of the people you're writing to. Big Brother knows all about us.
Yeah, that's more than we know, I'm sure,
yeah.
More than we realize.
I can also go on tax records, that's public information, and I can look to see how long somebody has owned a house. I'll look at that, and I kind of figure how old they are.
Yeah.
And I will target those people with mailings. I send out postcards. I'm not a big fan of cold calls, but they do work. And usually the fifth time that you've contacted somebody, they're going to warm up to you, and they're going to want to talk to you a little bit more. So I find every way to do it.
That's really interesting
yeah.
because when I took my courses on guerrilla marketing, I was taught that it takes 9 exposures to get noticed. Mm. And you can also assume that people may only see every third time that you're out there, mm-hmm. which really says you have to keep on going.
Right.
But years ago, when I was a sales rep, I was the first sales rep working for Xerox in the state of New Jersey
wow.
a long time ago. And back then they used to say that the average sale was maybe made on the fifth call.
Hmm.
So another statistic that I get to, that we talk about in with my clients when they're doing trade shows and business expos, which we have one coming up here in November at the 100 Chamber, I tell people if you're going to invite a target audience to that event, you have to do it at least 3 times.
Right.
So it would be 8 weeks, 4 weeks, and 1 to 2 weeks before the event. And people have told me that who have followed my suggestions that it really does indeed work. So you have your own formula.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, you just don't do it once and assume it's going to work.
It won't.
It just won't.
No.
Yeah.
Very rarely.
Yeah. And as I say to people, not everybody's ready to do business now. They may say I may be interested in buying or selling my home, but not now.
Right.
So if you're not in front of those people at the right time, somebody else is going to get the business.
That's right.
Right? So you have a system to keep in touch with folks.
I do. I have one thing that I do like to do is I will send out, at some point, I'm going to send out a letter to a person I want them to remember me, and I will send a letter to them. On the outside of the envelope, it says, keep refrigerated. And inside is a very nice introductory letter, and inside is my magnetized business card. And it works. I had somebody call that I hadn't spoken to in a very long time, and I said, you remembered me. And she said, how could I forget you? You're on my refrigerator.
Oh, that's really neat.
And I have magnetized calendars, too.
Yeah.
You know, it's a one-card thing for the year, and I send those out. And people use them. People remember me.
Yeah, that's very good. I'm impressed. You don't give up.
No.
I said there's
name recognition.
I sometimes say there's one order that I don't take, and that's get out and stay out.
Yeah.
So we had also you and I had also talked about choosing the right agent
mm-hmm.
to get involved with your real estate transaction. And no two salespeople are ever going to be alike. We all have different styles
right.
of doing
right.
business. We have different selling styles. So, and also coupled with that, some people are anxious to sell, others are anxious to buy.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some of the, what's the thought process that someone should go through in order to find the right person to help them out?
I think a very good tool is to go to an open house. I love doing them. Who doesn't love yellow balloons? And I blow up the balloons. I put them out. I put out a lot of signs. I take pride in the houses that I'm holding open. And that is a very good tool. If you're thinking about selling your house, go to an open house. And don't look at how it's being handled. Look at that agent. See how attentive they are. See if they're asking you questions and they're trying to find out what you're looking for, what you want to buy. Why don't you buy this house? The same thing. Well, people are coming to the open house to buy a house. It's the same thing. I ask where they're from. I ask what they're looking for. Are you looking to downsize, upsize? Really, you need to have a little bond, strike up some kind of warmth between the agent and yourself. And that's what you go to look for.
Yeah. You know, what's interesting to me is that a lot of salespeople who have an opportunity to connect with a buyer don't make arrangements for the next step. And they'll leave it to chance. And that's one of the areas that I talk about in my sales class. One of my students or my clients will say, well, I sent information to them. I saw them at an event. And now I haven't heard from them.
They didn't call me back.
Yes. And I say, did you explain to that person or did you determine that the best time to get back in touch with one another? And were you proactive as a salesperson in making that contact? And it's like so many buyers, so to speak, so many sellers put the ball in the buyer's court, waiting for that callback. So if you haven't made the arrangements for the next engagement, you as a salespeople feel very awkward, and you begin to feel like you're a nuisance. But if you can say to
somebody, let them tell you that,
yeah. But if you can say to somebody, you call them up when you said you would. You can say to them, we met at such and such place. We agreed to talk today. It's like, here I am.
And I want to talk to you.
And there's no awkwardness about it. And it's showing your professionalism. But so many salespeople just don't understand that.
It's such a warm call. It's not a cold call. These people want to do business. Let them do business with you.
Yeah,
as we say, get that appointment.
Get the appointment and keep that ball rolling.
Yeah.
Keep moving forward. And in my sales classes, we talk about and advancing the relationship. And if you don't do that, it's what you might call a continuation of being on that treadmill and not going anywhere.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So it sounds like you're doing things very nicely.
Oh, thank you. I made up a little booklet. Oh, it's maybe 6 pages. And it is all about Hunterdon County. And it isn't just farmland. It goes into parks. It goes into trails. It goes into horseback riding. If you like to golf, here are the golf courses. Yes, you may have to get in your car and drive 10 minutes to shop, but look at where you can go to shop. There's Flemington. All the places that you can go, things to do, the county fair and all that, even the wineries, because we have some terrific ones.
Yes, we do.
And I will use that for somebody who's not quite used to the area, and I'll say, I have something I'd like to send you. And I get their address if I don't already have it, and I get some information, and I might embellish on that and send them another piece of paper based on if they like to exercise, where the gyms are. And that now my name's all over that.
That's so obviously you understand the needs of your customers, and you're able to show them this material and point out those features that are of special interest to them.
Yeah.
That's very nice. Now, when it comes to what's the difference between a buyer's agent and a seller's agent beyond what I think it is?
It's basically what you do know, somebody that represents buyers and somebody that represents sellers. And most of us will do both.
You do both. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. There's different marketing work that you would do if you're selling a house. You have to be able to get it out there and market it and sell it. Social media, I've started using that very, very heavily. I'll even put them on Craigslist. So you want people to buy that house. I am the seller's representative. If you are going to be a buyer's agent, Well, you have to know your stuff. You have to know the market. You have to know what they want, what their hopes and dreams are, what motivates them. Do they want to be in this certain school district? Do they have religious affiliations? They want to be near that. And that's what you have to follow. You have to make sure that you're finding what they want, not just send them a list of houses and say, here, pick something. That's HGTV. Take them to three and make them pick one.
Right.
It's not that easy.
Yeah.
So you have to be able to see the selling side and the buying side so that you can do what they need.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. I work in the pet industry, and I'm a manufacturer's rep. I've been in doing this for 40 years. Mm. And years ago, there was a peer in my industry who made it a point to buy a car that had the biggest trunk. And he used to take customers out and open the trunk, and he'd say, so, do you see anything you like? That's actually going into my book that I'm writing.
And, I love it.
In fact, my title of my book will be Teachable Moments in Business.
Oh, yes.
But I always get a kick out of that one. I have a lot of – it's like the stories you can't make up.
Oh, I have one for you, and I read this somewhere, so I didn't make it up. But I followed it. So you go to a food store, and you're waiting online, and you're wearing your badge. You don't have to, I guess. Have your cell phone. Make sure it is turned off so it doesn't ring. So you're standing in line. It gets kind of quiet. Just jump like you're reaching for your phone and pull it out and say, oh, hi, I'm so glad you called me. Your mortgage was approved. We can move ahead with the house. I can't tell you how happy I am. And just go on about it. And you can do the same thing for buyers. You could do the same for sellers. Hey, I have that offer, and I think these people are going to buy it at the list price. I can't wait to talk to you about it. Sure, sure. Go on and hang up. And I will tell you, it does happen that people say, excuse me, and of course I have my badge, so they know what I do.
Right.
I couldn't help but overhear. Oh, I'm sorry. I get excited. I talk loudly. And
oh, that's funny.
It does bring business.
That works. Well, there was a. I had a realtor when we were buying some investment properties who told me she was in a grocery store line again, and she mentioned to the checkout lady, she says, "Oh, my mortgage payment's coming up." And she was saying, "Gee, I got to, it's time to make that payment." And the checkout lady said, "Boy, I wish I had a mortgage." Well, the lady,
there you go,
she sold her a house. So you never know.
Somebody had told me, and I have not done this. You go to a big box store, and go to the place where the paint is or the hardware, things like that. Bring four or five business cards and just leave them somewhere.
Yeah. See, this is all guerrilla marketing.
Yeah.
That's perfect. Okay, I'm going to put on the message from our advertisers here. So bear with me. We have a few more minutes after this.
Okay.
Rob Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Well, we're talking with Norma Cania about real estate, and we're getting some really good thoughts going here. I think we've touched on a number of points that are helpful for people that are in any business, really.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, the customer care, the communication, the follow-up, knowing your target audience. Mm-hmm. Give them a reason to reach out to you so that you can keep them coming back. And what are any other, we still have a few more minutes left. Are there other thoughts that you may have considered discussing with us today?
The social media, and of course this is a radio station, so when I say I identify with last-time buyers, I'm up there myself. I'm of that age. And as much as I love the internet and I love my website and all that, and I'm very good at it, social media, I always considered Facebook as being a place where I talk to my friends and my relatives. And I have another Facebook account now, which is for my business. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter what kind of business it is. But you put your articles out there. There are so many very good articles that could help you in your line of business. And there's those little boxes that say share. And all you do is hit that Facebook button. And it'll say, where do you want to share it? And you put it out there and let people see it. You'll get likes for it. You might have pick up a client or two. And they also now you can boost them and boost the pages so that they go out to more and more people. I just signed up for Twitter.
Did you really?
I don't tweet yet. Yeah. I've started putting things on Pinterest. And there's just so much out there that you could use as a marketing tool. You want people to see your name and see it everywhere. That's the key and what
absolutely.
You do.
So, you know, from a guerrilla standpoint, the concept is to use your time, energy, and imagination before you spend money. Mm-hmm. That's what you're doing
with all
the social media today. And you've really harnessed the power of that. You're doing a really good job with that.
Thank you.
It's true. More and more people are using Facebook for selling stuff and drawing attention to items. In fact, I just saw an item. I don't need to go into what it is, but I saw an item mentioned on Facebook about four days ago. I looked it up on Amazon, and I bought it, and it arrived today.
Okay.
And if it hadn't been for seeing it on Facebook, I never would have bought it.
I have seen those, yeah. And you click on it, and you look at it and say, I need this.
It's just amazing. And my husband was thrilled when he saw it. He didn't mind me spending the money on it.
That's right.
But, you have to have those exposures.
Yeah.
It's funny. A fellow that I know who's in sales management in my industry – told me that when I suggested that the company that we all work for should use more social media, and I mentioned Facebook, and he said, oh, he says people in our industry don't use Facebook. Okay. He says, look at GMC, they don't use Facebook. Well, I went on GMC.
They
post something like every minute of the day.
They do.
And what's it costing them? You know,
you just hit a button.
Absolutely. So, yeah, you have to be everywhere. Plus, you have to have that call to action to give people reasons to want to know more.
That's
a critical part of it. In fact, if you don't have a call to action, you really can't measure whether or not what you're sending out is working.
That's right.
And it gives you a sense of that. The other thing I recommend too, you mentioned the full circle approach. In other words, surround your target audience with an awareness of you using various tactics.
Mm-hmm.
And I often think that certain tactics may not be getting you any kind of numbers that you can measure. But somehow some of those tactics reinforce another tactic that is indeed measurable.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be careful not to drop some of those tactics because, in fact, they may be part of that overall picture that reinforces. And I tell people, if you're going to spend money on advertising with one tactic – one's not enough. And there have been times that people said to me they wanted me to advertise someplace. And I'll say, until I can decide what other avenues I'm going to use to reach that target, to surround them, I'm not going to spend the money on that
right.
one thing.
Right. Might be a dead end.
Exactly. Because you don't know. You really don't know.
You don't.
So I think you're certainly on the right track, which is very, very impressive. Anything else that comes to mind that and words of wisdom for a small business owner that, you know, their takeaways that based on what you have found to be successful that you can share?
Name recognition is number one.
Okay.
You want people to know who you are. I have pens with my name on. I have pads. I have the chip clips, the smaller chip clips. I just leave them everywhere. They're not that expensive. And somebody, especially the clips, that was my newest thing. People use them.
That's true.
And they don't throw them out again. They throw them in a drawer and they reuse them again. Tap into your sphere of influence. People that you know, people that you're related to, remind them what you do. Get with Facebook. I have a friend, and we have been friends for a very long time. And from one of my other hats, that's how I met her. And she wrote to me and said, I had no idea that you were a realtor. Oh. She said, it was just something. I knew you made money. You have a business. You know, you have income. And I never knew that's what you did. You have to tap into the people that you know.
Well, those are very good points, and I really appreciate it. And maybe one of these days we can get you back again.
Oh, I would love so to. This is fun.
So we're coming down to the wire here, and I want to thank those of you who have been listening to this program. This is the kind of information that we can convey to our listeners, and I do suggest that if you haven't written down some of these tips, that you can – you go back to the archives and rerun the program again. Later this month, we're going to be having a fellow from Barclays here in Flemington who has a pet shop. He's coming next week, and he'll be able to share information about his successes as a retailer and a pet retailer. I do encourage people to reach out to me through the Gmail account, which is teachablemomentsinbusiness@gmail.com. That's teachablemomentsinbusiness@gmail.com. We also have a Facebook page by the same title. If you have any comments or questions, you can reach out to me these various ways. Also, another tip is to listen to Jim Gano, who comes on Thursday afternoons about noontime. He has also a program on business tips, and what he talks about dovetails very well with this program of Teachable Moments. So please stay tuned for additional programs today. And again, we appreciate your listening. This is Vicki Lynn Morgan. I'm your host of Teachable Moments in Business at the Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Radio News with Russ Jones.
The American people consistently show they want change. The American people consistently show that they don't think she can bring the change and that he's the change agent.
Donald Trump's campaign chief, Paul Manafort, saying on ABC's Good Morning America that the campaign is in good shape after a rough week of poor press. Manafort argued that Trump has expressed sympathy and support for the family of a fallen Muslim American soldier.
Mr. Trump has paid the respect. It's just nobody's acknowledging it. Well, what he said said is that he respects and is totally sympathetic to the sacrifices that family has made.
Congresswoman Nita Lowry wants the House to vote on a bill that provides funding to stop the spread of the Zika virus.
It is outrageous that at a time when the deadly Zika virus is spreading within the continental United States, that Congress is on recess.
The bill calls for $1.1 billion. This is USA Radio News.
GEICO presents Kathy, the Candid Real Estate Agent.
As you can see, this apartment has crown molding, and yes, that's a working fireplace. Can't you see yourself curling up with a good book? At least until a pipe bursts, and then you'll need to replace your brand new upholstered sofa. That thing will soak up water like a sponge.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the GEICO Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit GEICO.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over.
Well, actually, I'm kind of bored.
You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored?
It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes.
Wow, that is impressive.
3, 2, 1. Rocket Mortgage.